Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back once again live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Bean. I'm with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there, radio world? What's up?
Yeah, it's all good. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in tonight, and I'd like to give shout-outs to everybody who's been tuning in every night, all the fans, you know. Half of y'all don't know who you is, but I know it's a lot of y'all out there. I thank you. This is your number one West Coast Hood radio station, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, and the call-in number tonight is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. And if you're online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's PUTEM on blastradio.com. Now, tonight's guest, we have Hitman, that's from the Intimate Crew, and he's from Florida, I do believe, but right now he's down in Tennessee, and right now I'm going to bring him to the line. So, what's up, Hitman? Say what's up to everybody on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Yo, what's up? What's good? Put 'Em On Blast. Shout out him and the ENT, OZ. It's good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, Hitman, while we got you online, let the people know who Hitman is. Let them know the artist behind the man behind the artist.
You know, I'm just, you know, one of these cats out here trying to do my own thing, you know, make my own beats, write my own music, got my own style. Just, I mean, I'm just trying to get in, trying to be heard like everybody else, you know, trying to hold down my little clique. We ranging from Florida to Tennessee to Illinois, you know, holding it down, trying to just, you know, spread the movement, keep hip-hop alive, you know.
That's what's up. Big up to everybody out there. Much love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And right now I want to ask you, who have you worked with in the industry and who would you like to work with?
Let's see. My first major feature was with Lord Infamous of 3-6. I did that, you know, earlier this year. He's great to work with, man. He's always been an inspiration to me. I mean, future people that I'm trying to work with, like I'm reaching out to Juicy J, you know, other artists out of Tennessee, Young Buck. You know, Z's trying to get a track with Young Buck. But really, I'd like to work with Juvie. You know, I've always loved Juvie. Just the whole Down South movement, really, you know, anybody.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, why don't you give your info out so all the people know how to hook up with Hitman?
Really, I mean, I stay on Reverb. You can hit me up on Reverb. It's reverbnation.com/eminent, E-N-T. That's E-M-I-N-E-N-T-E-N-T. .com. I'm on Facebook. You can hit me up. Eminent Hitman is my page. My Facebook name is it's Hitman, Eminent ENT. I mean, I usually stay on the Reverb. You hit me up on Twitter at Eminent ENT Music. You know, it's all good. Y'all hit me up. I'm down for features, whatever. Sell beats.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio. That's Hitman. And I want to ask you, what do you and don't you like about the music industry?
Really, I mean, what gets me these days is just, I mean, you can go on the internet and download a beat and make a mixtape, and it's like you got 20 artists out here with the same beats, you know, in just your local area. You know, I'm more of a, like, go-getter, do-it-yourself type of cat, you know. I want you to hear me, you know, my beats, my sound. I ain't with jacking people's beats and all that junk. I just feel like, you know, you should pay for it, make it yours, you know, make that track yours. You don't need to download free beats and this and that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. People need to learn how to get out there and make their own beats. Just buy a little keyboard or something, get on there.
Yeah, something.
Fruity Loops,
Reason, it's all out there, man. It's all out there.
Yeah.
Educate
just
yourself.
Try it. It's not hard. Just try it. Try to make your own sound and bring it into the industry, because that's what we need, is a new sound to the industry. See what I'm saying? It ain't just one new sound. We need numerous of new sounds for all kind of genders of music. But it's all good, though. But what makes you different from everybody else?
Well, I mean, for one, it's my style, my beats. You can't really just put it in one genre. It's not like gangster rap. It's not hip-hop. I mean, it's almost got like a techno feel to some of it. So it's a new sound, really. I mean, and as far as like my lyricism, my flow, it's different. I ain't, you know, you can't really say, you know, I sound like a white dude or I sound like a black dude or ghetto or whatever you want to say. It's just, you know, my own style. I'm my own category.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, is there any shout outs you might want to give out to anybody out there in the world?
Yeah, man, I want to shout out all my partners in West Tennessee, holding it down, Dizzle the Prince, D-Rock the Kid, Country Style, Prophet Mac. I need to shout out my homies, my Eminent crew, which is the OZ, Jimmy Guns, you know, Jay Hood. Just want to say what's up, man. Those are my partners. We hold each other down. You know, we in it for the long haul, you feel me?
That's right. Big ups to all of them. Big ups to Eminent crew. OZ, I see you out there. See what I'm saying? Your whole squad, I see y'all. I've been hearing y'all music. Y'all hot. See what I'm saying? Riddler, I see you out there, too. See what I'm saying? Whenever
yeah,
you
shout out. Really shout out Juanita Polk County, you know, Florida. That's my homeland right there. It's my people right there.
That's right. Riddler, when you hear me, you see what I'm saying? Hit me up for your interview, Riddler. See what I'm saying? We want to promote you right here. I'll put them on Blast Radio right along with everybody else, your number one West Coast
yeah.
hood radio station. This is your mainstream radio for right now for any artists that's underground that cannot get on mainstream radio on airplay. But we're giving you that opportunity to speak your mind freely and, you know, play the music that you want to hear. And when you say whatever you want to say, I'm not going to cut you off. I'm going to let you say whatever you want to say and get it out. It's raw and uncut. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to hold back. And you're able to put anybody on blast you want. But right now, you know, I want to get into this quick break, but I want you to introduce this song right here called Demons and let people know the concept behind the song.
Yeah, Demons, man, that's one of my first solo projects. I had a lot on my mind, you know. I've you know, struggling with working in this economy and, you know, having children, not being able to see them. And it goes as far as to, like, dealing with issues as far as, you know, attempted suicide and losing family members. It's just a lot of things I had on my mind at the time. And that was my, you know, my outlet, my release, just to get it all out, you know. And it ended up being just a fire track, man. Everybody loves it. So, you know, here it is, Demons, you know, written by me. You know, OZ, we came up with a hook, and I produced the beat, you know, and it's a history in the making right there.
That's what's up. Right here, you heard it first on your number one West Coast hood radio station. Put them on Blast Radio. This is Hitman, Demons.
Demons trying to keep me here, but I gotta get away, get away. I've lost so many
Yeah. We back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was your guy right there, Hitman, with his song Demon. And right now, Hitman, I want to ask you, what do you have new coming out? Let the people know, what do you have new? What have you been working on? You know, what do you have in the making today?
Well, we're all kind of doing our own project now. I mean, I got the Hitman, my first solo album. It's going to drop later this year, maybe like a month or so. But, I mean, we got about 3 mixtapes in the works. I mean, crazy tracks. Just a whole new style of music coming, man. Just, I mean, people ain't ready. it's something serious out here. I mean, you can check out. I got a couple leaks up on the Reverb page y'all can check out. Like, We Got Them and No Stopping. And I got Real Recognize Real. You know, a couple little snippets of stuff coming out. You know, just a little sneak peek. So go check that out.
That's right. That's right. You guys go out and support Hitman and support the Eminent crew. Support the OZ. Support all of them. You know, big ups once again to all of them. And I want to ask you, why should people even accept Hitman into the music industry?
Because, man, I'm just a breath of fresh air, something different, something new. You know, I'm breaking the mold, you know, just something different. You know, now you turn on the radio, it's like you hear the same thing over and over and over and the same artist over and the same beats. Just something different, man, something to appreciate.
That's right, that's right. And right now I want to ask you, is there a positive message you can give out to all the young upcoming artists and young entrepreneurs coming out in the industry?
Yeah, man. You know what? If you feel like you can do it in music and you can stay out of the street, music is a positive thing to have in your life. It's a way out. And, you know, and you can take that and you can spread your message, you know, in a positive way and touch a lot more people than just being in the streets and being localized, you know, going nowhere with your life. You can do something with your life, whether it's a rapper, a producer, or an engineer. You know, there's something out there for you. You know, do it. Take that chance. That's what it is. It's just a chance. You got to take that, man.
That's what's up. And who do you think is hot and who's not right now in the industry?
Who's hot and who's not? That's a good one, man. Well, Meek Mill, that man's hot right now. That man's doing, he's on everything. You know, good music. You know, Rick Ross is everywhere. But who's not? I mean, that's hard to say. Like, I ain't a big hater. I appreciate music, but I mean, I can't really say, you know, who I'm not feeling all that much. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really, you know, down in nobody or nothing like that. I try to stay positive with it, appreciate, you know, people do their thing in their own way. So, I mean, it's all good.
That's right, that's right. You guys heard it from Hitman right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And I want to ask you, how long have you been in the game? Like, how long have you really just been...
I've only been going hard for like a year, man. I've been going like beats. I've been making beats, you know, on and off for like 5 years. But man, I got it with my homie Jimmy Guns. We founded Eminent ENT. It was like last year sometime that we just really picked up and started going hard. I started investing in the equipment to make it happen, to make it sound good. And then from there, I just, you know, I started writing and I built a studio in my house and went from there. And it's just, you know, nonstop. After that, I just can't stop.
What's up? That's what's up. And let the people know, how much do you charge for verses? I know you was mentioning something about it before. Let the people know how much you charge.
You know what, man? You just hit me up and we'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. If I got the time to do something, I might even just drop it, jump on something. You know, I ain't even really out trying to get the money right now. I want to be heard. You feel me? Y'all need to hear the hit, man. That's all. Hit me up.
That's what's up. And how can Hitman change the industry around with your music?
Oh, we're about to turn around, man, because, like, I feel like just being original in itself, man, for whoever you are, like me personally, just being myself, being original, that in itself is going to change, you know, industry standards. Like being an artist that I could do for myself. I don't need a studio. I don't need to call and depend on anybody for anything. So, therefore, I'm going to be making my own moves, calling my own shots, my own beats, doing what I want to do. You feel me? Just, you know, I'm going to set the bar a little bit higher.
That's what's up.
You can rap. Can you make beats, too? You feel me? Can you make beats or can you rap? You know, do something. It's more than just the, you know, you got to be a triple threat out here nowadays. You can't just do one thing anymore.
Yeah, I know that. I know that because I know for the longest everybody's just sticking to rap, and like I was telling another artist before, you know, it just seems like everybody and their mama is rapping. Doctors, lawyers, judges, everybody just rattle. I can rap. They can do it. I can do it. So people just feel like you can just throw on any beat and just say anything and it's gonna sell. You know what I'm saying? No, Lil Wayne try to do that, but that ain't what it's all about. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
It's all about get a nice beat that people can groove to, something that's smooth or whatever, and come up with some good lyrics that people want to hear about, you know, something other people is going through, something other people can feel. You know what I'm saying? But everybody don't
that's
do
it.
All that. People just
nowadays, you're seeing quantity, not quality anymore, man. It's just everybody flood the market with the same sounding shit, really. I mean, I'm just ready for something different. You feel me? Give us something new out there.
I feel the same way. And right now, we're going to get into one more break. And I want to ask you to introduce the song called Go Hard and let the people know the concept behind this track.
Gotta go hard, that's all. Me and Jimmy Guns, I'm on the first and third, he's on the second. I dropped this beat. Came up with the hook, you know, the first burst. I sent it off to Jimmy, you know, he came back hard. So I felt like, you know, got to go hard. Like, okay, I went hard, he went harder. I had to go harder, you feel me? But it's really, it's like kind of like we're talking to the haters, man. And it's just about, we're not necessarily just the haters, but going hard on everything for your female, for your paper, for the haters, for everything. You just got to go hard out here, man. If you want to be heard, you want to be seen, respected, anything, you got to be going hard. That's just the basis of it. Got to go hard.
That's what's up. You heard it first right here on your number one West Coast Hood radio station. Put them on blast radio. Hitman, gotta go hard.
Lord forgive me, 'cause I'm beastin', drop straight dope.
Yeah. We back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was Hitman, Gotta Go Hard. Kimmy Simone talking about, ooh, that look nasty, sitting there watching Chef Ramsay Hotel, whatever. But, you know, it's all good. It's all love, though. But Hitman, you know, we only got so long left on the show. But everybody that's online, you know, if you get before you get disconnected, I don't know because I'm not online like you guys are. But I thank you guys for tuning in, you know, for another show. And hope you guys tune in tomorrow for Ike Dola. You know, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. You guys know we got C-Lim coming up. We got Root Dogg. We got Keisha Whitaker, 10 Letter coming up. We got Johnny DeBrasco. We got a lot of different artists coming up. Drama Boy, you know what I'm saying, Madman coming up. You know, big ups to all those artists that's coming up. So all you guys, please tune in and support those artists. And like I said, the number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. If you're online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/ Put 'Em On Blast Radio. PUTEM on Blast Radio. I salute you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It's all love. But back to Hitman. You know, just stay on the line. Everybody that's online on the phone, just stay online. But Hitman, I want to ask you, how would you make a difference? You know, like when you make it, like if somebody just if gave you a contract, a recording contract, and said, okay, man, I'm going to sign you to this deal, how would you make a difference in your, within your community or like you giving back, or are you that type of person that gives back to your community, or are you just in it for the money and like, oh, forget you guys, I'm just out of here, like some artists are?
Oh, no doubt, man. See, that's good. I'm glad you asked me that because for real, man, if I make it, I come from just a slum little neighborhood town type deal. Me and the OZ, we grew up together, you know, like brothers. And, man, there's a lot of people out there, you know, that struggle, like my own family, you know, aunts and uncles that are still out there struggling, people struggling with drugs and just poverty, not finding jobs, man. There's so much, you know, that could be done. And that, you know, me personally, I would take, you know, just a large amount of the money I could ever get, and I would put it back in my community, definitely. There's so many people out there, you know, just not even in my community itself, just period. There's so much, there's children starving, you know, in America, and we're throwing our money out other places, you know. There's people here that need help, man, you know what I'm saying? I am the type of person that if I ever made it, you know, no doubt, man, I'll help anybody I could. I'm just that type of person anyway, you know. I learned that from my father. You help, you know, it comes back to you. So, you know, that's what's up.
That's what's up. That's real talk from Hitman right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And I want to ask you, what are you looking to get out of the music industry?
Man, just to make a difference, just to be heard and show people, you know, it don't take a whole entourage behind you to you know, be heard and to be seen. You know, you can do it yourself. You don't need to depend on nobody. Do it yourself, man. You know, God put you here for a reason, gave you a brain for a reason. You know, you got to use it, man, other than going out and just doing some foul-ass shit to somebody, you feel me? There's more to life than that.
That's what's up. And what do you think about people doing music, doing music for the fame instead of the whole art, the love, the whole aspect of the music?
Well, you know what I'm saying? That there's so many artists that do that, and we only see them for just a short amount of time, like a year or 2 years in the game, you know, a couple tracks, a couple singles, and they're out. And then, you feel me? And then there's artists that ain't like that, you know what I'm saying, for the fame, they're in it for the love of music, and they're still doing it, you know, like, you know, like Jay-Z's and the Nas's, you know, all the different artists that have just been here for 20 years, you know what I'm saying, you can see the difference, you know what I'm saying. I ain't trying to be one of those artists, you feel me? You got to love and appreciate music, you know what I'm saying. You can't just do it for money, you ain't going to be here, you're going to be just in and out.
Yeah, because the industry going to eat them up alive if they're in it just for the money. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Especially some people that's in it just for the fame, and people recognize that, like, they don't even love music. You got all these people have writers, ghost writers, and people going out rapping and or singing, and then they run around big headed on this big old ego trip, like they're the one who did that song and they're the one who sung it and did all that. You ain't did nothing but get in there and they said sing it like this, and then you sung it like that,
yep,
and you get paid.
You a puppet. You a puppet. That's all you are.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy. And by me saying that, we're going to get into that put them on blast segment before we get up out of here. But I want to ask, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast, even if it's us as artists, is, and hopefully we can, you know, fix that by the end of the night? Or, you know, it don't matter what it is. You can keep them anonymous. You can mention their name. It don't matter, you know. That's why it's called put them on blast. Get it up off
your chest. Yeah, I'll put all these little SoundClick rappers on blast, man. Step the game up. Go get some real beats, man. You know what I'm saying? Stay off the internet. You know, they didn't have the internet back in the day. You feel me? Snoop wasn't on the internet, you know, making hit back in the early 90s. I was 10 years old, you know, stealing Dr. Dre CDs and shit. They didn't have the internet, man. Downloading beats. They had to have, you know what I'm saying? They had to roll an 808 beating on the damn thing. You feel me? Get out there and do something, man.
That's real talk. That's real talk. And that's real talk from Hitman, from the Eminent crew. See what I'm saying? It's all love. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in with us. Hitman, I thank you for even blessing our show with your presence. Like I thank you, you know, you got much love from all four corners, from Crazy Mo Bluffino with my co-host Miss Kimmy Simone, Raw Dog Music, number West Coast Hood Radio Station. Put them on Blast Radio. If there's anything out there you might want to promote in the long run, holler at me and we can promote that for you. See what I'm saying? This ain't the only time you're gonna hear this show. It's going to be keep on, you know, it's going to keep on going. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of artists we're interviewing, but if anybody missed any of it, just hit me up on Facebook. Go to the Put 'Em on Blast Radio page. That's all you got to do. Get on your Facebook page. In the search box, type in Put 'Em on Blast Radio. The big old dog will pop up. Y'all see the Raw Dog logo. You can't miss it.
Y'all see the dog.
That's right. Click on it, and please hit like. Don't just leave a message. Page. Hit like. Hit the like button. The little thumbs up that's right there on the right on the top side of the page. Hit the like.
Yeah,
so
hey, let's put them people on blast right quick. The Facebook people that to be skimming through, liking your shit. Listen to it, man. Listen to it. Leave a comment. Tell us you don't like it. Just don't look at it and like the little shit and just keep going. That ain't doing nobody nothing, man. Just skim through
that's
music.
Right.
You don't listen to it.
That's right. Artists need feedback. So everybody that's out there listening, when you go to these artists' pages and you hit the like, you know, before you hit like, listen to the music like he said and make a comment. You know, like he said, I like it, I hate it, it don't matter, but let that artist know so that way he don't be running around or she be running around thinking they tight and they really weak. See what I'm saying?
Oh,
or
that big-ass head it is.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? You got to let a person know what's going on so that way they know, like, okay, damn, most of the people don't like my music, so I need to work on it and do something better. Not just, oh, yeah, I like it, and then be laughing, oh, that shit is garbage. That's garbage. No, you don't do that. Keep it real with the artists, just like we try to have the artists keep it real with the fans. See what I'm saying? So when the artists call in, guaranteed, my job is to make sure they keep it real with all the fans out there, and that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I let people call in so you can be one-on-one with the fan, I mean, with the artist, and you can get to know them, ask whatever question you might want to get to, you know, that you want to get out, you know, get your little star struck about it and get your little couple minutes of fame real quick and then get up off the line. It is what it is because there's other people in line, you know, and the artist, he got to do what he got to do. He got to move on. They ain't got that long. So it's all love. But right now, as we end the show with you, Hitman, I want you to introduce this song called I'ma Take It and let the people know the concept behind this as you take us out.
I'ma Take It. That's the track featuring Lord Infamous, you know, 3-6 Mafia. Shout out Lord Infamous, the whole, you know, Memphis, you know, the big movement, man. Shout out to Memphis. You know, I just got here in Tennessee. I love it, man. So the whole thing is I'ma take this rap game. I'm taking everything. We taking over out here. You feel me? So I'ma Take It, featuring Lord Infamous, produced by me, Hitman, featuring me, Hitman.
That's right. You stay blessed, Hitman. I congratulate you. Much success on your career and the near future on your journey. And like I said, you got much love once again from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em on Blast Radio. And you guys heard it first right here. You know, Hitman, and I'm going to bring some old people to you guys and everybody out there. Peace, much love. Stop the violence. Come together as one. We need to unite and really do this and network and push the city, especially Sacramento. We need to get our city back on the map like the rest of these cities. And every other city out there, y'all need to network. Real hip-hop is not on the radio. It's on fucking Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio, as we leave up out of here. Much love again, Hitman. anytime.
No doubt. We're keeping it real over here. You feel me? We're keeping it real. Put them on
right.
Black.
That's
feel
right.
Me?
This is, I'm going to take it by Hitman.
That's it. No doubt. Thanks for having me, bro.
All love.
Living all about my dividends, and I gotta go get it. Pay to your post and your buckets with a mention. Got your pennies in a bunch, and you acting like bitches. Fucking with the coach, have your ass riding bitches. Cracker wanna get it started, then turn the ignition. I can see right through your heart and know your intentions. If you think you wanna jump, motherfucker, I ain't legit. About to go wrecking while you fucking niggas rich. And bitch, I'm money motivated. I don't see you fucking dissing, and I come to turn you down. You need to turn me up and listen. About to get physical, ain't talking about business. Let me slow it down so you fucking hate to get this. Popping off shots straight to the top of my shit. I don't need my motherfucking clips just to rip this. Going in deep by the raw dog hit this. While you hit this over there wondering what the fuck you got hit with. Hitman on the track, body back hit. And you gotta keep it real while you rap about bitches. I'ma come and take it from you. Take it from you. Come on for your money. I'ma come and take it from you. Take it from you. First you got the free. I'ma come and take it from you. Take it from you, talk about your bitch. I'ma come and take it from you. Take it from you, till we get rich. Spherical mind is global east. When I hit it with the hatchet, man, it's very on beat. Skin has a line like a cord on the moon. All your homies is a female, bad rules, yo, me. Serial killer, bird, the money, my nigga. I shoot your ass for your forehead, tune your feet. I don't know the meaning of the fucking word beat. I'm a hunting bitch ass down in the streets. Souls they with a quarter key on the plane. Like I'm turning my talent.
Fatality. Fatality.